My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we try to help Davin's scammer Belinda get married. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, and I'm hoping for the best, she goes. I go, what are you hoping for in particular? Nothing in particular, but hoping to get married this year. Nothing seems to be moving on well, but we have to wait and see as a new year has started. Maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Wow.
This is the first time we're hearing this, by the way.
I know. Wait. So, yeah,
Well, she's not saying me. She's hoping,
hoping to get married. It could be anybody. Wait, my other profiles are hopping.
Exactly.
I only talk to you, you silly son.
But I saw that, and that's like, boom.
Boom.
Right in the soul of, oh, fuck, God forbid if this is real.
Oh, my God, I know, right? Right?
But so
you know, it's like, here's this woman hoping to get married, and it's like, oh, no, we're just doing radio.
You should tune in. You'd like the show.
You're a big star.
You're more famous than me. I go, who's the lucky guy?
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did.
Oh. Ouch.
What? What?
In a real relationship, that would be like such a bad move.
Really?
Come on. You know that. If a girl said to you, well, by the end of the year, you know, I'm hoping to get married and see who's the lucky guy. That's like, oh, you're pregnant? That's nice. Who's the father? Oh, ouch. Come on, you know.
No. No.
Stop it.
Well, she goes, well, no one has proposed yet.
Oh, okay.
So if somebody proposes, you will say yes? She goes, oh, if I only I love the person. I go, well, whoever gets you will be very lucky.
Wow. Oh, this would be killing me if this was real. If I
maybe
was
it is.
And she really
maybe
felt
it is real. Maybe it is real. I don't know. Could be. I could be.
Oh,
I don't know.
Ouch.
She goes, thanks. I go, what type of guy are you looking for? She goes, loving, caring, understanding, forgiving, and take care of me and will accept me for me. I go, you deserve that. Mm. She goes, thanks, hon. Gotta go. See you tomorrow.
Oh.
My time is up. I go, okay, hope you find what you're looking for. I really do. She goes, thanks. Bye.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
All right.
Wow.
All right. So, all right, process that.
Okay, I'm. If that was real,
it could be.
I know that would be devastating. You've been talking to this guy, and you've both been saying,
"We've never met."
I know, but it's like you're talking to this guy. You're both saying, "I love you. I love you."
She knows she had a dude feeding me lines. She knows. She doesn't know I know.
Right. I know. I know. But it's like, but she's pretending that she's all on the up and up and that she loves you and that you're...
Earn it, bitch.
I know. But you're saying, you're kind of being so cold. Like, yeah, well, good luck with that.
I'm still married.
I know. But she knows things.
She knows I'm still married.
She thinks you're getting divorced.
But I'm still married. The wounds are fresh.
Oh, go on. No, she's thinking, if she was real, she would be thinking... we're working towards this.
What, she just want to be my rebound Ghanaian?
Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying you're getting divorced because of her. That's what you told her.
I might have said that.
Yes. You're getting divorced because of her. You love her. You turned your whole life upside down to be with her.
Doesn't mean I want to share a hut with her.
But wait, she says, and so I'm looking forward to being married, whatever. And you're like, oh, do I know the guy? Ow!
I was being coy.
That's not coy. That was so mean.
Oh, I was just trying to play stupid.
Yeah, it worked. That wasn't just playing stupid.
If Joe was here, can you imagine what he would say to that?
Isolate that.
I'm just playing to stay stupid. You don't have to play.
But that's the thing, is that, that's brutal. Oh,
So am I, like, more dickish than her now?
Trucker Tom says, what kind of guy? Dumb and loaded. That's what kind of guy.
That's right. I have a lot. Well, I had a lot of money, though, Tom.
Well, you did.
I don't have it anymore.
Now you're saying that you don't, so you're leaving. You made it sound like you were leaving it open for her to find someone else.
Right. Right. That's how I made it sound.
Yeah, you did. You did. I'm just saying that it's a very interesting turn.
That's what I'm here to create.
I know. I'm just saying from the girl point of view, if she really was in love with you and like any of this was real?
It's all real! Actually, but we still don't know how much of this is real.
We don't. We don't. I'm just
playing... I think there's a significant amount of bullshit here, though.
Yes, but I'm just playing the other side. That if she really did think that she was going on the... on somehow on the line to marry you, you playing like... well, you know, good luck with that, finding some guy.
Hasta la pasta!
Yeah!
Peace!
Brutal. Brutal.
Am I too dickish? I think I'm kind of playing into my character.
Yeah, oh, you are playing into your character. You definitely are. Tom says, but you're pleading poverty to her, so you're not loaded anymore.
And she wants somebody to take care of her.
Yeah, and that was one of the first aspects of a person that she's looking for, she said.
Exactly. So I'm doing her a favor, Pippi.
You're saying I can't take care of you, so yeah, go
free. I love you so much, I set you free.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, go scam other Westerners.
If she was a little birdie, this would be very kind. Exactly. It's bittersweet.
You think I'm a little bit of a dick here.
Your character is a little bit of a dick.
The type of dick that would post something after a tragedy about Boston seconds after it happened.
Okay, so you are too.
Thank y'all.
Real Davin and fake Davin are both dicks.
Yes.
Do we have a little bit more?
No.
No?
No. Oh. We'll end it there.
Oh. Okay.
Well, you got to end it at a good place.
I know. And that's a good place.
The problem is she still gets caught in too many lies.
She does.
She has to raise her game.
And all these things about, I don't work at that place anymore because that was part of my lie. She doesn't know what part to...
Well, there is the problem for me, and this is real and fake, you know, how do I know what I'm dealing with?
Yeah.
The lies and the person have become so immersed with each other.
Yeah.
Like, her story might be her story or her fake story.
Yeah, and there's no way to tell. It's really fascinating because there's just no way to be sure.
And she gets very upset when I question her.
Oh,
but then she'll go, you can ask me anything you want because I got more lies coming.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.